in. Yeah, yeah. Because I have like a science background and like it's I've studied biology and all these other things. That's one thing I love about the Alien is the design is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the biology of it is also incredibly horrifying.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, the fact that it lays those eggs, right? And then they hatch, and then there's, you know, there's so it's just gross. You know, like it it gets into your brain and it gets into your stomach. It just and yeah, like they're sort of even sexual in nature as well, which makes it even more horrifying because it feels like, you know, there's like a sexual tension, some sort of like rape involved where they like of that violence. And it's definitely horrifying. Right.
Well, do you know, Josh, do you know, like what some theorists and critics like made like years later? I learned this when I went in film school, like their theorization of what the whole true horror behind Alien is.
Let's hear it, man. I'd love
to. So, okay, you never heard this? Okay, so check this out, right? So, like, the final...
teach me, brother.
The final sequence, right, where she is in the ship and the alien's there and she has to strip down naked to get into the suit to... And then she uses a harpoon gun. Now, again, this is, like, heavy over-analysis. And, like, I'm not even sure I 100% believe it, but my film teacher was all about it. And, like, it just helps you with, like... There's a whole... theory of like that the film is like secretly about sexual abuse and rape, but it's done in the context of a science fiction film because of the fact that she has to unveil so much of herself to gear up to kill him, and then by penetrating him with the harpoon gun and sending him out the ship, like, and then the whole everything about the way the aliens work in terms of how they they like they go into your mouth, it lays the egg down your chest through your esophagus, and then it bursts out through you, like there's so much phallic, like, whether it's intentional or unintentional, I don't know. But like, there's a whole like study or like group of people that talk about like how, it's, this is a science fiction analysis of rape. And that's what these films are about. The thing that always trips me out too, though, is like, and Matthew and I have talked about this of like just the penetration in it coming out, but also like the thing that I think is cool, but it's also fucking grosses me out is like the chest burster inherits biological aspects of whatever its host is. So, if you look at all the alien movies, no alien in each of the movies looks the same because they all come from different hosts. Because the one of them could just be design changes between switching designers between the films. Because, but like Alien 3 is the classic example because it moves on all fours and it looks similar to a dog after it comes out. And then the aliens in Alien 2 were not unmistakably called warrior aliens because they come out of the space marines after they were impregnated in them. You know what I mean? And it's just like a whole other thing of like, this entity is taking parts of me with it when it leaves me. And then it kills me in the process. It's like,
No, I absolutely love that, the biology of these creatures. And, you know, they lay the eggs and they sort of been weaponized, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of has this predatorial vibe to it.
Yeah.
But nobody can control them. That's the other beautiful part about it, right?
Yeah.
You can't control nature, you know? Yeah. It does its own thing. It's its own force. Yeah. As Jurassic Park would say, nature finds a way, you know? And that's something that I've always really respected about aliens, really, in the design. Yeah. And something I have enjoyed is they've kept the movies going and that sort of expands. But the other thing about the biology of the aliens is the context of like moms and like motherhood and how, you know, the protagonist, you know, Sigourney Weaver and everything she's going through, you know, she's a female, right? And the aliens are sort of, and there's, what was it, Alien 2 or Alien 3, where there's like the mom with the, you know,
protecting
the egg. Is that
two? It's the queen. It's the queen. Yeah.
That's right. The queen. And so there's like that clash between, you know, two alpha females, you know, just going at it. And I've always loved that because I feel that, you know, when you look at biology, even on our earth, like there's the moms basically are like the keystone. They keep everything together. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are going to get outraged when you come and attack their eggs, and they're going to, you know, outlash. So I've always loved that. I've always respected that about the alien and the design, but building in that biology just adds so much more depth and context to it.
100%. And the whole hive mind thing.
Yeah.
That there's one queen lays eggs. There's a whole hive. They're almost like, they're like ants or bees. They have different, if you go down the wiki for xenomorphs, which that's what I like also about xenomorphs is that they're such an interesting design that you can't help but want to like know more about them. And how they work, and well, do they eat people? Apparently, they don't. And also, you know, what's under that long thing? That long thing on their head, is it a skull? Supposedly, it is.
Yeah.
And they behave kind of like insects too. They have different roles. They have different
abilities.